Long Walk to Water, two voice poem.
Hello, this is Avery.
And Benny.
The following is our two voice poem representing the perspectives of a girl, of a boy and girl from South Sudan.
Our hope is that our poem will help people better understand the issues being faced by the Sudanese people, including violence and lack of clean water.
Benny will be reading the part of Salva, who is a 17-year-old boy living during the Second Sudanese Civil War.
Avery will be reading the part of Naya, who is an 11-year-old girl who can't go to school because she is always collecting water for her family. The title of our poem is Persevering in Sudan.
Perseverance is what kept us alive.
Life in Sudan has always been a struggle.
Especially without any family and being totally isolated in the desert.
And drinking contaminated water couldn't go on forever, but we never gave up or lost hope. 40 billion hours women in Africa spend each year walking to find clean water.
Hopes were dashed crossing the Gila River. I had no choice. I jumped into the water and began to swim.
There was heat, the sun already baking in the air, even though it was long before noon. It would take me half the morning if I didn't stop. Even though we've been through a lot, I never gave up. Without water, there was no chance of survival.
Being on my own made it very hard to keep going.
We were determined to keep our family and ourselves alive.
Please consider donating to our class fundraiser to help rehabilitate a well and drill in South Sudan.
To donate, visit our school website or Facebook to find the link to the Glenwood Springs Middle School Class of 2024's fundraising website.
This has been a collaboration from KDNK,
Glenwood Springs Middle School, in the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program.
Thank you for listening.